Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We worship.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, we trust in thee, Lord. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let us sing 314.
Save to the rod that is.
talks about a little animal. I don't know how little they are. You'll have to help me with this one. But it talks about an animal that's smart. Smarter than some of us are. Maybe, at least in this regard. It says that this animal is smart, is wise, because it makes its home in the rocks. Do you know what animal that is? A coney. I think I've been told it's also called a rock badger. A coney, a rock badger. Now, what is that? Is that bigger than a bread box? Are they small like chipmunks? Bigger like squirrels? Don't look to me for an answer. I'm asking you. I don't know. A little bigger than a squirrel. All right. You got all the answers. I'm glad that you're here. We would be so much worse off if you weren't. A little bigger than a squirrel, rock badgers. I do know this, that they're very defenseless, and they're very vulnerable. There are other animals that are like that too. Sheep are like that, I guess. But these rock badgers, you know what happens when a skunk comes, or when you come around a skunk, if they want to get rid of you, you know what they do. They have a defense system. They stink you out. Porcupines, do they shoot quills? They can actually shoot them, or they don't? They don't shoot them, that's a myth.
They slap you.
They slap you.
Yeah.
I don't like getting slapped either. Okay, so porcupines can help out that way, they could slap you. And of course, we can go on and on about what all these animals can do. Some of them, their defense is that they're just fast. They can get out of there and you can't catch them, and they're fast, they're quick. I understand, I've been told that rock badgers, they're kind of helpless and hopeless. But the Bible says, this is in Proverbs, I don't know, 6 maybe? No, that's 6, things that the Lord hates, 7 are an abomination. I don't know where it is in Proverbs, but rock badgers, they make their home, or conies make their home in the rocks. They get in those little crevices, you've seen them, you've seen chipmunks disappear into those places. They make their home in the rock, and so when a bird of prey is swooping down, or whatever the animal may be that's trying to get a hold of them, they can't get them. Because although they don't have any remedy, any weaponry, yet they make their home in the rock, or in the rocks. You know, and that's what this song that we've just been singing is all about. We are rather vulnerable. On so many different levels, we're open to, subject to, you know, and we could put ourselves through the ringer sometimes, and maybe we do. But I'm thankful that I have a place I can go. There's a rock. I know there are different ways of looking at it. There's a rock that we stand upon, on Christ the solid, and that's true, and that's good. But I'm glad that there's a place that I can go to and crawl under and inside of, that I'm rather impregnable because of the rocks that are around me. And I think often of that little creature, that little coney. Although maybe not very much outward that they can do, they're smart because they make their home in the rock. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, there's a dwelling place in the rock. A dwelling place where we don't go out anymore, but we live there. Now, I'd like to get some daylight sometime and hit the beach and get the sunshine on me, but spiritually speaking, we never have to come out again. We can stay there. We can resort there, continually resort there, and live there in that covert of His wing or in the rocks. And I want to come in. I'm not good at this. Because things trouble me, bother me, get under my skin. And I try to handle it, and I try to do it myself, and I try to work it out. And I know I shouldn't. I mean, I could quote the Bible verses. That doesn't do you much good, though, sometimes, when you don't obey them. I know the Bible says in Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall... Right. But sometimes I don't do that.
Sometimes I lean to my own understanding and try to work it all out and try to figure out what's best. And there the Bible says, don't do that. Just trust in the Lord. And sometimes I come out of the covert. I come out of that place of safety. And I need to get back in. I need to ask him to draw me nearer or closer. Under that rock, in that place of security, in that place of safety, where nothing can trouble me there. And we all are susceptible. We're all rather weak in ourselves, but we have a strong Savior who is our rock and our fortress and our deliverer, and in him we can put our trust. And I just would like him tonight to draw every one of us in to himself, just to hide us neath the shadow of his wing, the shadow of the Almighty, or the other analogy, I'd like to come into the rock, Christ Jesus. And that would be a good place for us to be, secure, safe, watched over and protected, a shelter in the time of storm. The Lord, he's our rock, and in him we hide, the songwriter says, a shelter in the time of storm. No matter what, by day or by night, no matter what ill, a shelter in the time of storm. I remember, and I'm going to stop with this, but I remember one year when my daughter Elizabeth, that's the older one, not the younger one, I can't say my married daughter anymore. I used to be able to say that, now you, still it doesn't work anymore. But the older one, she'll be here soon, I think, enough, Saturday or whatever day she's coming. But she was sick, really sick, a number of years ago. And the diagnosis that we were given, and it was an erroneous diagnosis, but the doctor probably shouldn't have said this, but he did. He said there may be a tumor in her stomach. She was about 8 years old, I guess, something like that. She was young, and he gave a name, and I Googled it, or I looked it up in the medical lexicon. My wife's a nurse, so she's got these medical books, and I looked it up. Don't ever do that. That's the worst thing you can do. And I was reading about this, and I thought, oh, dear Lord. And it was troubling. It was upsetting to me. And it would be upsetting to you, too, as a parent. Oh, I don't know that it was wrong to be upset. But I remember that night. Nobody was home. I don't know where everybody else went or was, but I was sitting in my blue recliner chair that rocked. I missed that chair. But I was sitting in that thing, and I can remember just singing. Nobody else was around, so I could do it. And I remember singing, "Trust in the Lord." I knew which songs to sing. I knew the songs. But it clicked all of a sudden. The Lord wants to help me. He doesn't want me to be outside of that secret place or that pavilion. Not outside of that covert of his wing. He wants me to come into the rock. And let him shelter me, and let him take the blows, and let him deal with whatever's out there that's troubling me or trying to get to me. There is a place, the songwriter says, praise God, I have found it. There is a place. Near to the heart of God, another songwriter has written, a place of quiet rest, a place where sin cannot molest, a place where all is joy and peace. Doesn't that sound like a good place, you think? And that sounds like Pilgrim Camp. They're all saying, it doesn't sound like Pilgrim Camp. It doesn't sound like the kitchen, at least, does it? A place where all is joy and peace. Sister Donna, thank you. It's a great job you're doing. And we're the beneficiaries of it. But it's probably not all joy and peace all the time, is it? But in Christ, spiritually, no matter what's on the outside, inside, we can come into that place. And I want to. And I remember that night when I finally, it dawned on me, Ernie, you know, you can do better than this. God has provided something better. All around my soul gives way. He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand and I hide. And so tonight we can all come in. Maybe you're troubled. This has been a troubling week. This has not been a fun week. Well, it has been, but there have been some troubles this week at camp. Earlier in the week, there were some troubles, and we've been praying for Esther and her family, and that's troubling. But the Lord wants to bring them and you and me and all of us into that secret place and hide us and help us. This morning I got up, and I met Brother Daniel on the road, and he was telling me he's taking his wife. She took ill today and needed medical attention today, and thank God she's back and she's doing well, better, much better, and we're glad that the Lord has helped her and come to her. But that too, I don't like that. I don't like that one of the guests is now not well and needs this attention. And Lord, help Sister Emma. Give her strength. Give her help. And these different things. I felt like, you know, since I've come, everything's gone downhill. Like Jonah, throw me overboard and get me out of here. Then things might get better. And some of you know that Kyle injured his finger today. Severely. I mean, it's not just that he cut his finger. He severely injured his finger. And he had to be taken to the hospital. And that's where he is. That's where his brother is. That's where Steve Norbeck is. That's where Brother Tom is. That's where Sister Joyce is. I'm surprised that's not where you are. And they're not all there because of Kyle. They're just changing shifts. And some of them are on their way back to camp. And some are going to be staying there with Kyle. But we want to pray too. And again, maybe that bothers some of us. Bothers me. It probably bothers all of us to hear that one of the staff members injured themselves. And then the boy that went home. That's troubling to me. I'm hearing Brother Peter talk about 68 souls that the Lord's going to work in. And a day into camp, it's down to 67. The Lord, that's not good. And this boy doesn't come from a Christian background. And earlier in the summer, he was at a Buddhist camp. And he had the opportunity now to come to Pilgrim Camp. And he liked it. And there was quite a difference. And he spoke to Brother Peter about it. And he doesn't have the exposure to the things of God like some of us have had and been privileged to enjoy and grew up. I didn't grow up Buddhist. I didn't grow up going to a Buddhist camp. And unfortunately, this little boy, this young man, I should say. And that again, Lord, now what are we going to do? We can bite our fingernails. We can pull our hair out. We can fret, or we can say, Lord, you just bring me into that place of refuge, and you meet these needs. One of these mornings, the last couple days, we talked about disappointments and trials, and troubles. Bad. I mean, Lazarus was bad. He was worse off than any of these that I'm mentioning tonight. And yet, in it all, God was glorified. Through it all, God wanted to be glorified. Remember the songwriters we talked about and read about? Remember Johnson Oates Jr. and Elizabeth Prentice and Annie Flint and some others also and their experiences. And God wants to help us and even bless us and turn the trials into blessings. And work good where it seems there could be no good possible. God's able to do that. But let's let him just draw us and hide us. Let's pray. Could we pray for these that are in need, that have been in need, that the Lord will just help them and bring them into this place of refuge? Lord, we remember Esther, Lord, and her family. We remember them tonight, Lord. I don't know, you know, what's going on. Since Esther left on Monday, I don't know. But Lord, we just pray that you will bless this family and hide them. You're the God of all comfort. And you comfort us. And we pray that you'll comfort Esther and her parents, her family members. Comfort them, each one, Lord. And we thank you that you're able to help them at this difficult time. And Lord, we pray that you would cause this tragedy to redound for your honor and for your glory. Lord, we thank you. You can do that, but we can't. But Lord, you know how to work all things together for good. And we're thanking you for that, Lord, because we believe that you're going to, and maybe you have already. And we're trusting you to glorify your name. We think of our sister Emma, Lord, and we just pray that you'll bless her tonight and give her the help she needs. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for the relief today and for the help you've given her, Jesus. Thank you for helping Sister Donna this morning when she didn't feel well. Thank you for helping her. Thank you for your touch. Thank you for your strength. Dear Lord, we acknowledge your goodness to us, and we thank you for it, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you'll continue to give the help that's needful. We pray for this boy that went home today, Lord. Lord, that you will go with him. Lord, he maybe only hurt a little bit, but if I could remember Brother Peter right, the first lesson was, would you be free from your burden of sin? Lord, that's the lesson he probably heard while he was here at camp. Probably didn't hear about sanctification and all the rest, but he heard that. And we pray, Lord, that that will resonate in his heart and soul, that you'll save this boy. Lord, a day at camp is enough. Lord, just to hear your word, the entrance of your word brings life. And we pray that life would spring from the word that was sown in his heart. Lord, may he never forget, Lord, the little mishap that he had. It's okay. But Lord, we pray that maybe even next year. But Lord, even before that time, that you'll follow this up in the family that knows you, that introduced him to camp and got him up here. We pray, Lord, that they'll be able to encourage him in the ways of the Lord. In Jesus, that he'll have a love and desire in his heart for the things of God. We believe you to do that, Lord. We're praying for Danny's sister, Lord. Dear Lord, that you're going to help her and that you're delivering her and bringing her through this trial that she's gone through, Lord, that this family has gone through. Dear Lord, that you're going to bring the comfort and the strength and the help that's needful at this time. And we again pray, Lord, for Danny's sister. Lord, that you'll minister to her tonight, dear Lord, and that you'll touch her and awaken her and strengthen her. And Lord, help her to see that she's not finding the satisfaction she needs. It's found in you. We pray for Kyle tonight, Lord, also. Lord, come to Kyle. Dear Lord, we just bring him to you, Lord. You know all about this. You know, we don't have to tell you what happened. Lord, you know already. And Lord, I believe that you permit everything that you permit. It's not just because there's a reason and a purpose that you can take this thing that, Lord, is difficult and hard, and you can turn it to the glory of your name. And Lord, do that somehow. Bless Kyle. While he's being tended to medically right now, Lord, bless Kyle. Be with Kyle. And Lord, throughout this evening, we just pray your hand to be outstretched over him and help him to sense the peace of God, the presence of God. Come to him, we pray. Bless his brother also, Lord. Dear Lord, bless Christoph. Bless him. Come to him. And Lord, likewise, comfort his heart, Lord, we pray. We pray, Lord, for those that are tending with them and that you'll just make them a blessing and a help, Lord. We pray for Kyle's family, that you'll help his dad, his mom, Lord, the others in the family. Bless them too. Be with them, Lord. And we just commit this all, everything to you, everything to you. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. So, Lord, we want to bring it all to you tonight. We want to ask for your help. We pray for your help among our, right here tonight, those of us that are here. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, not to look down and not to be despondent, not to be discouraged, not to be overcome. But, Lord, help us to look up and to trust in you and believe you and praise and worship and glorify you. And Lord, we just pray that you'll continue your work in every one of our hearts this night. Bring us into yourself. Cover us, Lord. Hide us, we pray, for Jesus' sake. And we thank you for it. Amen. Amen. There's another song in our book. Could we sing? A wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. It's number 320. 320.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, hidden in the hollow of His blessed hand, never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Surge of worry, not a shade of care, not a blast of hurry, touch the spirit there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord Jesus. Oh, perfect rest, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I worship you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Draw me, Lord, in yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, I worship you, Lord Jesus. Jesus.